Blog Talk Radio.
Now that the bridge is on this side of the border,
some of that.
Why don't y'all come on over here with us? You wanna walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some
snake funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this shit that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel, if you will, the magic of the beautiful thing.
Play, mama.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the
dark. I've got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. Set yourself free. My magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Come on.
this magic wand possesses. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Ndugu?
Thank you for your ear. This is Black Noise Radio. Produced by DJ Mumford with Think Tank. Feel a deep mix of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly. Focus on the vibe in your heart and mind.
Sorry, but I can't take you.
I come from Chi-Town. Yeah. Chi-Town is my town. Go. Pretty baby, I'm tired, but I can't take you. No use tonight yet. Girl, there ain't nothing in Chicago. But no monkey woman to do. Can't make it quick. When you see me coming, baby, raise your whip,
point your
finger to the sky. Yeah. I say, when you see me coming, mama, I want you to raise your window. When you see me passing, mama,
hang your head down and cry. From the left.
You mean you're a mean machine.
baby, you do things you ought not do. You used to be cool. Now find yourself a new fool. But you got my brand of honey. So I guess I have to put up with you. Yeah, I'm gonna put up with you.
When the Langston Hughes Reader was published in 1958, the publisher felt able to call Hughes the unchallenged spokesman of the American Negro. That Hughes was unchallenged in the role of spokesman may itself have been open to challenge. After all, Martin Luther King Jr. had already, the year before, appeared on the cover of Time magazine and delivered his first major address at the Lincoln Memorial. But Hughes's importance was and remains beyond question. Why was this? Let's look at a poem. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll sit at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I, too, am America. This is, in part, a spokesman's poem, an assertion of a claim. The poem conveys a note of threat as the speaker grows strong so that tomorrow nobody will dare. But it has many other notes too, sensuality, intimacy, humor, self-confidence, and individual personality. It sounds like Langston Hughes. Hughes was more than a spokesman, and he was more than a poet. Only about 80 of the 500 pages of the Langston Hughes Reader contain poetry. The cover of the book lists the other categories included: novels, stories, plays, autobiographies, songs, blues, articles, speeches, and a pageant called The Glory of Negro History. Part of Hughes's One of the principal means was in the series of stories he began publishing in the 1940s in his weekly column in the Chicago Defender, an African American newspaper. Stories dealing with the adventures and observations of Jesse B. Semple, known as Simple, a citizen of Harlem with a lot on his mind. In 1950, the first collection of these stories in book form, Simple Speaks His Mind, appeared.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have Simple on the line. Is that you, Simple?
G to the R to the X.
You got the baby with you?
Who, me?
Are you there, GRA?
Yep, I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to you. We were listening to Langston Hughes. You know, I need to get a little black history in, I guess. You know, we can't assume that people even know black history anymore, can we?
No, we can't assume that.
They're not.
I mean, because a lot of people don't even know why Black History Month is in February.
Because more, it's for several reasons, but more accomplishments from notable African Americans happened in February, as well as G. Carter Woodson first had he's the one who started it with the he wrote the book, The Miseducation of the Negro. Everybody should read that twice.
Yeah, I got a copy myself.
But he started Black History Week, which was the first week in February, and then it got picked up and extended to the month. And when you
the reason why it was the first week of February is because of Frederick Douglass's birthday.
Of course. But,
and that's why it's in February, and a lot of people be tripping. Why we all got to have a month of 28 days? No, fool, it's because that month is important to us.
Also, when you look at the amount, whether it's the peanut farmer, Carter, Ralph Bunch, whoever, a lot of things went down in February over the history.
Exactly.
And it also, February is that season in which politically folk decide on major legislation and set new administration policy into motion, which is what we're seeing now. Having said that, the Trump administration might think that Frederick Douglass lives over by you.
He's still alive.
I thought I saw him last week, too.
He's still rolling around in that gold, Broham.
He got a Broham? I thought he had a Chrysler K-car.
No, I saw him in a Broham. So he might got more than a car.
Well, he might actually have an Escalade and his own version of the Beast, like the president.
Rolling on them things, huh?
But one thing you and I and Donald Trump will agree is that Frederick Douglass is still alive, and he is part of the Black National Security Team. And he actually sends out tweets still, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know, I don't want us to be fake information and fake knowledge.
He's doing it from the other side.
Oh, he's like he's singing Adele too. Hello from the other side. On that side? Was there another other side? How many other sides we got? I mean, Sean Spicer just told you.
The parabola.
The parabola? You said parabola.
The parabola.
Oh, my goodness. Only an engineer or architect coming with something like that. You know, Gregory, do you know what a parabola is? Can you explain that for our audience?
I don't want to. I like to keep it as fake real news as we can get. It's an object with many sides.
Well, then you should have followed that up. I don't want to explain it, but we do have them on sale for $39.99, and I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing a parabola. GRX got his own parabola. He got his own line of parabola. In fact, I gave one to my dog.
Check this out. And I'm selling my parabolas at $10 a piece.
Okay. Now,
and I need to sell. I got about 100 million stacked up. So y'all get them $10 to send it to us.
He got 100 million parabolas. Now, see, dude, we was doing 2 for $20, and you trying to undercut us. But see, again, ladies and gentlemen, we got the only parabolas with ivory. Now, we know ivory's banned, but what we did was we found some ivory right before the ban, and we stripped a couple of church pianos, and then we put that on our parabolas to make our parabolas like the fattest. All the hip-hop artists wear our parabolas. You know that, right?
That's right, right, right.
You know,
they ain't no hip-hop artists if they don't have our parabolas.
Yeah. You have to be careful if you're not rocking parabolas. Now, we're not going to tell you what a parabola is. You're going to have to look that up on your own and get tuned in. But again, you know, this ain't fake parabola. And I take offense to anybody saying we fake parabola. I think we need to play a track. That's not a fake parabola track. In fact, this artist was buried in a parabola that we desire.
If you got to go, go with us.
Then again, we're not even sure if he's dead yet. We might have buried his ass alive, but it's in a parabola.
Rock it up.
Black Noise Radio, but I'm going to slow that track down. That track is Randy Weston. The title is called Infrane, I-N-F-R-A-N-E. Randy Weston is a specialist at certain African rhythms and percussions. This album is called Blue Moses. It's the one, if you can find it, you know, I'm pretty sure GRX's brother knows about Randy Weston, because I actually asked him years ago about him. But here's the thing, GRX, did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Gee.
Yes.
Many years ago, when I was up in Oakland, you know, clowning, before we had this type of internet and social media, we just decided to do the Marty Smith Show. And I said way back then that this track should be the intro to the Marty Smith Show. And so every time I hear this, it's like, yes, that's it. That does everything I needed to do. It don't need no Bruno Mars on it or nothing. It just... You know, it just does it. So,
look, I'm going to protest Bruno Mars.
Well, we talked about you yesterday, about your protest. But, you know, I did say, well, I didn't like him. I think he's a theft artist. He steals, and if you look at a lot of tracks that came out of the late 80s, from Pleasure through Kashif to Surface after 7, he's stealing all those rhythmic styles and just regurgitating it. So he don't really have that true craftsmanship that I like, but he's a great performer and musician. And I have to give him that. And I say again, he nailed the licks for the Prince track on the Grammy.
Hey, look, I got a homeboy over on my neighborhood that can play Prince tracks too. And he's really crafted at it, because he liked and studied Prince, but the problem is he don't look like Prince. But he can play just as well as Prince.
That ain't got nothing to do with him getting on my show and playing.
Hey,
so,
we
so
can set that up.
Why hasn't he focused on just getting his message out? You know,
Big Troy, Big Troy just is like, he's one of those introvert kind of cats. You know, I play the guitar, but I play it mainly for myself and to keep myself cool. He self-medicates with his guitar.
Well, the turntables will do that, bro.
Well, you know that. You know, that was our self-medication back in the day. I used to lock myself in the room for hours.
My ex-wife will be the first, and my roommates will tell you, this dude, I would mix sun up to sun down, bro. I still do it. I just don't do it quite intensely because I just thought that it became too introverted. But you know what, G, I'm rolling down the street yesterday, and then I saw what I thought was two Newmark turntables and a drum set and a keyboard on the side of the road. So I didn't stop because I had a full load, and then I turned around and came back, and in my house is Panasonic keyboard, two Newmark turntables, and a drum set. Now, I'm going to test it to make sure this stuff is viable and working, but and the mixer, and the CD mixer. The computer mixer. It wasn't the, which can be used with the CD, but there was a computer mixer. So, you know, I think that all the signs from all the houses is we need to go deeper in this groove and let's get this party started, right?
Right.
And we need to get this party started quickly, right?
Right.
Should we set it off on the left? Yeah.
On the left.
And then on the right.
Just set it off.
Yes, just set it off. But I suggest on the left we set it off.
See, we just do a whole song.
Don't tell me you ain't got no Hamilton in your blood, boy. I brought that out of you. See how I just broke that?
I'm an old school Hamilton.
Old school, you know, I could actually take you deeper and, you know, I could just blow something out and I know you catch it because it takes two.
You all right, Shorty?
Oh, it's taking that baby over there.
You all right then? Okay, you all right then.
She admiring your rap.
Okay.
She's surprised that you rap. Why don't you rap for the baby when we get off the air? You know you got skills.
I ain't got that many skills, bro. I gave that up a long time ago when I got behind them turntables. Like
man.
You said, you could be introverted behind them turntables. You know what I'm saying? I just like to make the crowd move.
Okay. So the Lord just told me that these turntables going to show up at your house, and you're going to be mandated to play them.
Hey, look, when we cleared out my storage, I pulled out my turntables. So they staring me in the face.
Well, maybe it's time for you to play four turntables at once, my brother. I have actually...
Well, you know, I've done three. That has been my max. I think I may now, at an older age, may be able to handle four.
It has nothing to do with your age. It's your skill level that's...
Well, I'm just saying, as I've gotten older, I may have gotten better.
Because you got to realize this, bruh. I'm going to tell you again. It takes two.
That's all it takes.
It takes two. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we got to be back tomorrow with Black Noise Radio at high noon, and we're going to do it even deeper and go deeper into the mix. I want to thank GRX and this lady for keep coming on our line. Can't stop them. And we got the baby in the background. The baby's like, yeah.
So look, I'm going to get her on the turntables real soon.
Well, there's two here for her. I was going to throw them into the where I get 79 cents for each. We'll have to see if they're working, you know. No worries, bro. It's all good.
Not at the bridge.
Not at the bridge.
It's on
the
other
board. Side.
Y'all come on over here with us. Wanna walk the water?
And drink this water.
But you see, a skunk shake his wrong.
T-Rex, we're out.
Come on over here.
All right.
Some,
into the heart today.
Out. In the dump, now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this bag that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the beauty stick.
Play, mama.
Magic wand can do all.